AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. The Conference Board says consumer confidence last month reached the highest level in 2 years. Inflationary pressures have eased. Americans' assessment of current economic conditions and the outlook for the next 6 months both improved. His presidential campaign says Florida Governor Ron DeSantis was involved in a car accident but was not injured. It happened as DeSantis was traveling to a campaign event in Chattanooga, Tennessee. It was all a hoax. A woman in Alabama who said she was kidnapped while stopping to check on a toddler she saw walking on a highway admits she made it up. Here's the AP's Julie Walker.
Carly Russell's attorney releasing a statement read in part by Hoover Police Chief Nicholas Derzis.
There was no kidnapping.
He goes on to say,
my client did not see a baby on the side of the road. My client did not leave the Hoover area when she was identified as a missing person. My client did not have any help in this incident. But this was a single act done by herself.
The statement says Russell is addressing her issues. No word on what those are. Police still waiting to interview her and investigating.
The sad thing is that, again, there were so many people that were involved, took this thing very, very seriously.
It's up to the DA to press charges. I'm Julie Walker.
First Lady Jill Biden attended a flag-raising ceremony at UNESCO in Paris, marking Washington's official re-entry into the UN agency after a controversial 5-year hiatus.
I was honored to join you today as we raise the flag of the United States, a symbol of our commitment to global collaboration and peace.
Washington withdrew during the Trump administration. The U.S. decision to return to UNESCO was based mainly on concerns China has filled a leadership gap. A Greek Air Force's water-dropping plane crashed while diving into a wildfire in southern Greece. Both pilots are feared dead. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are drifting on Wall Street as investors wait to hear from several big technology companies on how well they did during the spring. Google's parent company, Alphabet, and Microsoft report their latest quarterly results after trading closes Tuesday. Facebook's parent company, Meta, follows on Wednesday. Another big focus for markets is the latest meeting on interest rates by the Federal Reserve, which gets underway Tuesday. The central bank is expected to announce another rate increase Wednesday as part of its fight against inflation. The S&P 500 was 0.2% higher in the first hour of trading. The index is still near its highest level in more than a year. The Dow was basically unchanged. The Nasdaq Composite was up 0.6%. General Electric jumped 6% after reporting stronger profit for the spring than analysts expected. That helped offset losses for airline stocks. Seth Sutel, New York.
It's not as big as last week's Powerball prize, $1 billion, but a Mega Millions jackpot is up for grabs tonight, $820 million. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.